and now to another group likely to feel the proposed changes to Medicaid, the nearly 1.5 million Americans living in nursing homes. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 62% of them pay with Medicaid. Richard Schwalberg is the administrator of Menorah Park, a nonprofit nursing home outside Cleveland, Ohio. Richard, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
A group of seniors who live at Menorah Park were so fired up about this health care bill recently that they went out and protested it. What was their message?
Their message was pretty simple. There were 3 points to the message. One, not to cut Medicaid. The second part of the message was not to restructure it, whether it be to a cap system or a pay-one-price system. And the third message was not to conference committees in secret without having the public hearings on any bills they were developing.
So let's hear from one of your residents. Here's Elaine Miller speaking at the rally.
Any reduction in clinical, medical, or health care puts my life in jeopardy. Medicaid cuts would lower the number of staff available, which meets my needs.
Well, you're there in Ohio, where your Senator Rob Portman was one of the Republicans who was against the Senate bill as it was written, partially because he was worried about taking people off Medicaid too quickly. Do you think that lawmakers are paying attention to what people like Elaine Miller are saying?
I think some are, like Senator Portman and Senator Brown is being very supportive, but I think many senators are not, and that's the concern. And I think the overall concern is nobody is paying attention in terms of the detrimental effects that these cuts would have to the elderly, actually the sick elderly in nursing homes, not just here at Menorah Park, but all over the country.
Well, let's talk about that. How many of your residents at Menorah Park use Medicaid?
85% of our residents at Menorah Park use Medicaid, so that's a very high percentage.
And the Kaiser Family Foundation says, what, a typical nursing home costs about $82,000 in 2016. Is that roughly in line with what you see there?
Yes, correct.
And what's the work, then, that Medicaid is paying for?
The work that Medicaid is paying for is for nursing home patient or resident care and services, such as by nurses, nursing assistants, housekeepers, therapists, a very, very heavy duty, such as dealing with incontinence, taking to the bathroom, helping to feed residents who can't eat and feed themselves, dressing, bathing, hygiene, and turning. And nowadays, in the year 2017, the type of folks coming into nursing homes are the frailest, sickest, actually mimicking a hospital population. So, and they're very dependent on care provided by healthcare staff.
So it's tough work. It's expensive work. Let's say the bill goes into effect tomorrow. What happens to those people who then would lose their Medicaid benefits? How do they get that care that they need?
I believe what's going to happen is a reduction in Medicaid payments from the federal government, if this goes through, to the states, and then it flows down, and then the payments from federal to state to the nursing home providers will decrease significantly.
So what does that mean?
And that means a decrease in staff, cuts in direct nursing home patient care. Example, Menorah Park is a 5-star, the highest rated nursing home, one of the highest rated nursing homes in the country. But the 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, and then the average and below our average homes, could you imagine the effects on the best of the homes, the mediocre homes, the good homes, the average homes, will decrease significantly for all elderly people in the country in nursing homes.
Do you think some of this has to do with an empathy issue? Because about 15% of the population is over 65 right now. That number is going up. By 2060, about 30% of the population will be over 65 years old. You know, is there something to this idea that people might respond differently, or this would get potentially more attention if people felt like it was a problem that affected them right now?
Sure. Sure, that's a valid point, and sure, it doesn't affect me now. Like I'm not in my 80s yet, you know, so I'm not worrying. Now, I do believe there are major ways to save the government money that will reduce Medicaid costs if you bring all the associations and provider groups and hospitals, nursing homes together and come up with some constructive ideas, that's the way to do it, not just react because we want to throw out Obamacare and put some half-baked system in place that will quickly cut and harm elderly in nursing homes, not just Ohio, but all over the country. So as Elaine said, any reduction in clinical, medical, or health care puts my life in jeopardy. My well-being is in the balance as politicians squabble. To me, that says it all.
Richard Schwalberg is the administrator of Menorah Park, a nonprofit nursing home outside of Cleveland, Ohio. Richard, thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good one.